You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Kind of a wet and dreary Monday afternoon, but hey, it's still not super hot yet, so that's good. It is Monday, the 23rd of May, 2:07 p.m. Number one on the triple dipper, the pole position. My opening comments kind of relate to that. I mean, I imagine that many of you have been tracking the ongoing saga of the political horse races that are going on in Alabama. And I'll be honest with you, I don't recall ever seeing some of what we're seeing right now. Races are generally somewhat predictable, not this year. I mean, one of the few races that has no controversy and no flip-flopping of the polls is Lieutenant Governor, and that's only because Will Ainsworth is running unopposed. But we're down to it now, folks. The horses are around the final turn coming into the home stretch, and it's still anybody's guess on several of the races. It reminds me of the Kentucky Derby. Now, Charlene's from Louisville herself. The Derby is every bit a part of the fabric of that community, and the folks in Louisville, they look at Derby Day as being as big a deal there as many of us view the Iron Bowl here in Alabama. I mean, it's a day filled with ladies in big hats and mint juleps and Benedictine sandwiches and just loads of tradition. There's even a special dessert named Derby Pie. Charlene worked the Derby as a greeter. She helped folks find their seats and said that it's an epic event and every bit the pageant that it appears on TV. I mean, even folks who don't own horses or don't bet on horses, they get swept up in the fervor of Derby Day. And if you're not at the Derby, then it's likely that you're involved with a Derby party at someone's house with the race up on the big screen and all the speculation about whether or not there's a dark horse in this year's run. So, speaking of which, did you see this year's Derby? I mean, it was an epic run. The pack rounded the final turn with the odds-on favorites leading the way into the final stretch. There were no real surprises. The top competitors, their names were Epicenter and Zandon. They were leading the charge for the final push. It was going to be close, maybe even a photo finish with one of those horses finishing by a nose. The excitement was palpable, but the crowd was enjoying it, and yet there was really nothing to generate any super crowd fervor. It was just kind of going the way it was sort of expected. Until suddenly, the dark horse emerged, a horse by the name of Rich Strike. Rich Strike, a horse that was considered to be an 80-1 underdog. 80-1! No one foresaw that horse would win, place, or show. Nothing like that was expected out of Rich Strike. A good horse, to be sure, but not one of those that had caught anyone's attention in the lead-up to the grandest of all races. In fact, Rich Strike was not even supposed to be in the Derby at all. Initially denied entry, the owner and the trainer did not even have confirmation that Rich Strike would be accepted in the race until the morning before. The trainer had never won a stakes-level race and actually considered retiring before the race. The jockey, he had never raced at this level. The owner only has two horses in his whole stable. The owner actually described Rich Strike's entry into the field of potential runners as a kind of a why not moment. I mean, he was asked, do you want to put Rich Strike in? He said, why not? So yeah. This year's election cycle is reminding me of this year's Kentucky Derby, only I'm referring to it as the Alabama Derby. There you go. All the fanfare, the hoopla, folks picking their candidate, folks switching their candidates and hedging their bets, candidates that were a shoe-in are now running the fence line slower than expected, and yes, there are several dark horses. The dark horse, by definition, is what they call, quote, the candidate or competitor about whom little is known but who unexpectedly wins or succeeds. And we've definitely got some of that going on in Alabama political races right now. Let me tell you about a few. Take the governor's race. 6 months ago, Kay Ivey was the unquestionable leader in every way. So much so that speculation surrounding whether Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth would run against her put her then popularity in focus, and Ainsworth chose just to go ahead and run for Lieutenant Governor again. But then all of a sudden came Lindy Blanchard and Tim James and Lou Burdett and Dean Odle. Pollsters can no longer agree. Tim James and Lindy Blanchard are polling as a dead heat tie in the most recent poll that I saw for second place, with Lou Burdett coming up the inside fence line like a thoroughbred, and Ivy's campaign is flagging in the polls, showing that she's unable currently to get over 50%. If that trend holds all the way to the wire, then tomorrow evening we'll have a new runoff in the race for governor. Now, then there's the race for Shelby's vacated U.S. Senate seat, which is equally entertaining, let me tell you. The leaders of the pack have remained consistent for the past 6 months as Katie Britt, Congressman Mo Brooks, and Mike Durant. But that's where the consistency stops. I mean, those three horses have swapped the lead so many times that some pollsters are probably beginning to question their own life choices for having taken a career in polling to begin with. The most recent poll, and by the way, I always take polls with a grain of salt. The most recent poll shows that Brooks has rebounded from his slump when Trump withdrew his endorsement and is now in a statistical dead heat with Katie Britt for first place. But Mike Durant is not to be forgotten or discounted. He's been the dark horse in this race since he entered it. He continually defies the odds in the negative campaigns, and he's won some high-level endorsements of late. So, in my opinion, the U.S. Senate race is going to be a photo finish, and I suspect there's going to be a runoff. How about the Secretary of State? You know, nobody going into COVID years really took much time to examine Secretary of State. I mean, what's the big deal with this position? Well, once you began to see things like COVID rules changing the election laws unexpectedly in other places, creating the 2020 uncertainties in everywhere except Alabama, it seemed, Secretary of State suddenly became real important. Well, the runs for Secretary of State, Supreme Court, and State Auditor, they're all equally intriguing. Like for Secretary of State, the prevailing wisdom had always been on Representative Wes Allen. And then out of the blue, and just before qualifying was over, current State Auditor Jim Ziegler came out of the gate and may in fact now be polling ahead. For Supreme Court, Attorney Greg Cook had all the money and all the endorsements. He was everywhere campaigning. But in the last 2 weeks, the Alabama trial lawyers have suddenly coalesced in a big way around Judge Deborah Jones. They dropped $1.2 million on her race in the last 10 days, and now it's anybody's guess. Now for State Auditor, wow. Former State Senator Rusty Glover has the name ID, but current State Representative Andrew Sorrell has all the money. One is from North Alabama, the other from South Alabama. Both are good guys and solid conservatives, and they run clean campaigns for a down-ballot race. It's anybody's guess. And don't even get me started on the quest to fill Mo Brooks' seat, as Dale Strong and Casey Wardinski have seemingly led the pack from the get-go, but John Roberts and former State Senator Paul Sanford are drawing their own level of votes, and they can't be counted out. That's another runoff in the making, y'all. So there you have it, the Alabama Derby. Dark horses and odds-on favorites, all of them in the final stretch, all of them being ridden hard. It's anyone's guess, but it really comes down to voter turnout. Somebody pass me that mint julep, please. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there it is. It's the Alabama Derby, y'all. And I'm saying this one, I like to think that I can typically get a sense of campaigns. I can see where things are going. Right now, the races I just named, it's up in the air. You can see the front runners, but there's always front runners, it seems like, in a pack. You're not seeing clear and unequivocal grounds to avoid a runoff in any of those races I just named. Oh, it's going to be interesting. Very much so. And tomorrow night, we'll know some stuff. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.